Introducing today's contestant, a financial analyst originally from Lake Orion, Michigan, Kate Freeman. A finance manager from San Mateo, California, Nizar Abdallah. And our returning champion, a registered dietitian from Elk Grove, California, Kendra Blanchett, whose two-day cash winnings total $40,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Just 2 weeks to go before Christmas. Can you believe that? Time is just flying by so quickly. Nizar and Kate, welcome aboard. Kendra, good to see you again. Let's go to work. Jeopardy round comes first, and here are the categories for you. First off, quotable women. Good subject. Next, fictional places. The not-so-wild West. We'll deal with some wishful thinking. We'll spend time in the Sports Hall of Fame, and finally, we'll deal with British English. Kendra, start.
Let's try British English for 200, please.
A large bus for traveling in the UK. In the United States, it's a person who guides a sports team. Nizar.
It's a coach.
Good.
British English for 400.
The Brits put their trousers on one leg at a time. This five-letter word that Americans use means underwear over there. Kendra?
What is pants?
Yes.
British English for 600, please.
A dummy in Devon is this accessory for a baby. Kate.
What is a pacifier?
Correct.
British English, 800.
In the UK, chemist means someone in this profession. Kendra.
What is a pharmacist?
Yes.
British English for 1,000, please.
If you ask for chips in England, you'll get French fries. If you want potato chips, ask for these. Nizar.
What are crisps?
Crisps, correct.
Sports Hall of Fame for 200.
Andre Agassi, Althea Gibson. Nizar.
What is tennis?
That's the sport.
Hall of Fame for 4.
Michael Strahan, Joe Gibbs. Nizar.
What is football?
Yep.
Sports for 6.
Daryl Waltrip, Joe Gibbs. Nizar.
What is baseball?
Nope. Kate.
What is basketball?
Nope. What is NASCAR? Back to you, Nizar.
Sports for 8.
Crossword puzzle fixture, Mel Ott. Josh Gibson. Kendra.
What is baseball?
And now's the time for that sport.
Sports Hall of Fame, 1,000.
Crossword puzzle fixture, Bobby Orr. Terry Sawchuk. Kate.
What is hockey?
Right.
Fictional places for 6.
Honeydukes Sweet Shop and the Three Broomsticks Pub are in this wizarding village. Nizar.
What is Hogsmeade?
You got it.
Fictional places for 2.
The sole survivor of a shipwreck, this title character washes up on a desolate island on September 30th, 1659. Kate.
Who is Robinson Crusoe?
He's the one.
Fictional places, 8.
Sauron, the dark lord of this land, has ambitions to rule all of Middle-earth. Kate.
What is Mordor?
Mordor, you got it.
Fictional places, 1,000.
Anne of Green Gables is set in the fictional Avonlea on this real Canadian island province. Kate.
What is Prince Edward Island?
Yes.
Finish the category for 4.
Gulliver travels to this land, whose residents are less than 6 inches tall. Nizar.
What is Lilliputia?
No. Kendra.
What is Lilliput?
Lilliput, yeah. You added too many letters there, Nizar. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to the three of you in just a moment to chat. Stay with us. Kate Freeman, you rang in on that Sports Hall of Fame clue about Bobby Orr and Terry Sawchuk very quickly. Why?
So I'm a hockey player myself. Uh-huh. I've been playing for the past few years here in Southern California.
What position?
I'm a center.
Center. Good position. You obviously enjoy it a lot.
I love playing so much.
Did you enjoy the Stanley Cup Finals this year?
I did.
Yeah.
I thought they actually did a good job with the bubble format.
Yep, they did indeed. Yeah. Good. Congratulations to Tampa Bay. Nizar Abdallah from San Mateo. You started a home run baseball collection. I can't imagine that that is easy to come by.
It's not a very big collection right now. I have one home run ball. I've been to maybe 10 games in my life, but in those 10 games, the last game I did catch a home run from Madison Bumgarner, the San Francisco Giants.
Okay. Well, hey, you start small and you build. Yeah. All right. Kendra Blanchett is a registered dietitian from Elk Grove, California. We have had one or two contestants in our history who had photographic memories. You have a photographic memory. Has it helped you in life, and in what way?
Well, it's a lot foggier than it used to be,
really?
But I remember being little, learning to read and learning the alphabet and being able to read it forwards and backwards fairly easily, and I couldn't really understand why other people couldn't do that, because why don't you just read it the other way?
Mm-hmm. So you have, you're admitting that the skill has diminished a little bit over the years?
Oh, yeah, it has.
It has. Okay. All
I'm
right.
A parent, Alex.
Okay. You're in command of the board right now, and we have three categories still to deal with. So go ahead, make a selection. See if you can remember.
Alex, let's do quotable women for 200, please.
Her motto was, "Let us do something beautiful for God." Nazar.
Who's Mother Teresa?
She's the one.
Wild West for two.
Camillus and Mary Fly had a nice quiet business. This kind of studio, portraits, 35 cents, except it was in Tombstone, Arizona. Kate.
What is a photography studio?
That's it.
Not So Wild West, six.
Located then as now on Last Chance Gulch, the Lewis and Clark Library in this state capital was Montana's first. Nazar.
What is Helena?
Correct.
Wishful thinking for six.
If you're hoping for a return trip, toss your coins here. Kendra.
What is the Trevi Fountain?
In Rome, yes.
Let's go back to quotable women 400.
This French chef humorously said, the only time to eat diet food is while you're waiting for the steak to cook. Nazar.
Who's Julia Child?
Correct.
Wild West for eight.
The nine patch was a simple and popular pattern in this activity of making layered blankets mastered by many pioneer women. Kendra.
What is quilting?
Good.
Quotable women, 600.
This late comedian on her 50-plus year career, I was smart enough to go through any door that opened. Kendra.
Who is Joan Rivers?
Yes.
Quotable women for 800.
Answer there. The Daily Double in the round.
Okay.
Okay, indeed. You're in the lead.
Let's try 1,000.
All right. In 1981, she told the Senate Judiciary Committee, I do well understand the difference between legislating and judging.
Who is Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Oh, no. This is Sandra Day O'Connor, 1981.
Darn.
All right, you're still in the lead, but by a margin of only 200. Go.
Quotable women for 1,000, please.
After one failed Cuba to Florida swim, she said, this journey has always been about reaching your own other shore. And the swimmer is Diana Nyad. And she eventually did make the swim from Cuba to Florida. Kendra, go again.
Not So Wild West, 1,000.
An army post and then a cow town, this Texas city got some culture in 1892 when 25 ladies founded its art gallery. And you know it as Fort Worth, Texas. Kendra?
Wishful thinking, 1,000.
She wrote the lyric, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all of this, I wish you love. That would be Dolly Parton. Kendra?
Wishful thinking, 800.
As a reward for her dancing, she wished for the head of John the Baptist. Nazar.
Who is Delilah?
No. Kendra.
Who is Salome?
Salome, yes.
Wishful thinking, 400.
Sigmund Freud theorized that these are the symbolic fulfillment of wishes and desires. Kendra.
What are dreams?
That's right.
Wishful thinking, 200.
His adventures ended with his wish come true. He was no longer a marionette, but had become a real live boy. Kendra.
Who's Pinocchio?
Yes. And now the last clue. A theater called this grand style of music house opened in Leadville, Colorado in 1879. Opening night was overshadowed by a nearby hanging. Kate.
What is an opera?
You are right, and that takes you up to 3,600. You're in second place. Nazar gets to go first, though, in Double Jeopardy. We'll start that round after this.
We've been fighting the virus for what seems like forever, but we need to keep on, all of us. Keep on wearing our masks. keep on watching our distance, keep on washing our hands. A vaccine is on the way, but so is winter. Now more than ever, we must keep doing whatever it takes to slow the spread of COVID-19. In other words, wear the damn mask. Keep on, Marilyn.
It's early, it's close, and there's a lot of money available in the Double Jeopardy round. And Nizar, here are the categories for your choice. The movie's title question, followed by colorful verbs, plants and flowers, AP history. Each correct response will start with an A or a P. That's followed by South Park. And finally, you know, I learned something today. Where would you like to start?
Let's go with AP history for 400.
King Philip II of Spain sent it in 1588 to invade England. Kendra.
What is the Armada?
Yes.
AP history 800.
A 15th and 16th century empire was named for these people, also called Tenochca and Mexica. Nizar.
Or the Aztec.
Yes.
AP history 412.
McLean House in this Virginia village was the site of an 1865 surrender. Nizar?
What is Appomattox?
Appomattox Courthouse, yes.
AP history for 16.
Answer. Daily double. You are within range of the lead.
I will wager 2,000.
Okay. One of Puerto Rico's largest cities is named in honor of a descendant of this Spanish explorer.
What is... San Juan.
No. Who is Ponce de León? City is Ponce. You're at 1,800. Go again. It's early.
AP history 4-2.
Pals with Charles de Gaulle. He was premier of France for much of the 1960s. Nizar?
Who's Destang?
No. Remember, it's AP history. So the response had to begin with an A or a P, and this time it's Pompidou. Georges Pompidou. But we're back to you, Nizar.
Colorful verbs for 4.
To suffer a temporary loss of consciousness. Kendra.
What is blackout?
Good.
Colorful verbs, 800.
To purposely abandon someone on an island. Kate.
What is maroon?
Yes.
Colorful verbs, 12.
Chili recipes say to do this to the ground beef. Kate.
What is brown?
That's a color.
Same category, 16.
To give permission to start something, like when a studio says you can start making the movie. Kendra.
What is green light?
Good.
And verbs 2,000.
To cut in a zigzag pattern, like with certain shears. Kendra.
What is pinking?
Yes.
Movie's title question 400.
Ashton Kutcher's ride was impounded, and then space aliens got involved to answer this title question. Kendra.
What is Dude, Where's My Car?
Yep.
Movie title question 800.
Ice Cube and the kids do arrive in Vancouver by the end of this 2005 movie. That would be, are we there yet? Yeah, soon. Kendra?
Movie title 1200.
In an 80s movie, Judge Doom was the one who framed this tune for murder. Kate?
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Yep.
South Park for 12.
City Park in this city has been the site of Voodoo Fest, where you can hear all sorts of great music. Kate?
What is New Orleans?
That's it.
South Park for 16.
You might see a crab or two at Fish Hall Beach Park on Hilton Head in this state. Kate?
What is South Carolina?
Yes.
South Park for 2000.
A Birmingham park is named for this Roman deity of the forge. The god himself is there in the form of a ginormous cast iron statue. Kate.
Who is Vulcan?
Good.
South Park for 8.
Centennial Park, across from Vanderbilt University in this city, features a replica of the Parthenon. Kate.
What is Nashville?
That's the city.
South Park for 4.
Atlanta's Freedom Park features a sculpture of this iconic Baptist minister, his arm outstretched. Kate.
What is Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yep.
You know I learned something today for 12.
TFA is short for this group that sends educators into classrooms. Nizar.
What is Teaching for America?
Nope. Kate.
What is Teach for America?
That's it.
Same category, 16.
The son of a cobbler, this man whose name adorns high-end shoes, was born in Malaysia, but opened his first shop in England. Kate.
Who is Jimmy Choo?
Yes.
Same category, 2000.
The name of this Stan country can be spelled with a J inside or with D-Z-H. Nazar.
What is Tajikistan?
Good.
Today I learned something, 8.
Oliver Ellsworth was the 3rd Chief Justice of the United States. The 4th was this man. That would be John Marshall. Nazar.
Today I learned something for 400.
In an epic by Homer, when this guy gets back home after a long absence, his faithful dog Argus is among the first to recognize him. Kendra.
Who's Odysseus?
He's the one.
Movie, 1600.
Ms. Fox heads to Antarctica without telling her family, in answer to the title of this film based on a novel by Maria Semple. And the correct response. Where'd you go, Bernadette? Where'd you go? Kendra.
Movie title 2000.
For Hugh Morgan and the other miners in this John Ford film, their home area is verdant indeed. Kendra.
What is How Green Is My Valley?
No. Kate.
What is How Green Is the Valley?
No. Nazar.
What is How Green Was My Valley?
Was My Valley. Yes. That's 2000 for you. And we have one category to deal with.
Plants and flowers for 1200.
This flowering plant, popular at Christmas time, is named for a U.S. minister to Mexico. Nazar?
It's poinsettia.
Yep.
Plants and flowers for 1600.
This fern seen here is named for its resemblance to the scroll work on a certain musical instrument. Kate?
Is a violin fern?
Nope. Nazar or Kendra? What is a fiddlehead fern? Nazar, back to you.
Plants for 2.
Answer? The Daily Double, and a chance for you to move up.
I will wager 2,000 again.
2, all right. The acidity of the soil can change the color of these flowers, whose name is from the Greek for water.
What are hydrangeas?
Oh, no, you're on the right track. What are hydrangeas? Hydrangeas. 2 clues left. Go.
800.
Enjoy the beauty of the Arizona National Park, named for this type of cactus. But be careful walking through it. Kendra.
What's a saguaro?
Saguaro, yes. And finally, oxeye is a type of this flower with a bright yellow central disc and white petals. Kendra?
What is a daisy?
Daisy, yes indeed. And that takes you to 9,200. You're challenging Kate, but Nazar still alive with his 1,800. All 3 of you get to make your wagers based on how you feel about this subject today. Broadway revivals. Hey, good subject. We'll reveal a clue shortly.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The subject for Final Jeopardy today, Broadway revivals. Players, here's your clue. Ads for the 2020 revival of this musical said, "Something's coming, something good." A new movie version is also coming. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Discover which of you is into Broadway musicals. We come to you first. Nazar, you had $1,800, and your response was, "What is Wicked?" And that's incorrect. So it's going to cost you $1,785. You dropped to $15. We go to our champion, Kendra. She had $9,200. Her response, "Sweet Charity." No, that too is incorrect. Going to cost you $5,500. You're down to $3,700 as we go to Kate. She had $12,000, and she selected which musical? Wicked also? No. West Side Story. There's something due any day. All right. It's going to cost you $64.01. Guess what? That leaves you with an impressive total of $55.99. But it makes you the Jeopardy champion. And that means that you get to enjoy the weekend and come back and play again with us on Monday. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
Pain can weigh you down, but you're resilient. And Icy Hot No Mess fuels your resilience. Fast-acting, targeted pain relief. Icy Hot.
Are you ready to tone? Well, let's warm up those muscles.
Get Richard Simmons Chia Pet and your favorite painter, Bob Ross Chia Pet.
Fantastic.
And don't forget the adorable hedgehog and llama Chia Pets.
Always make you happy.
Chia Pets, the gift that grows.